This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The world is getting close to its first coronavirus vaccine. Moderna is seeking U.S. and European approval for its COVID-19 shots. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has more.
Moderna is asking regulators to allow emergency use of its vaccine as new study results confirm the tests offer strong protection. Moderna's vaccine has been created with the National Institutes of Health. Results from over the weekend suggest the vaccine is more than 94% effective. Moderna says the shot's effectiveness and a good safety record so far, with only temporary flu-like side effects, mean the vaccine meets the requirements set by the Food and Drug Administration for emergency use before the final stage testing is complete. I'm Mike Hempen.
The World Health Organization voiced alarm Monday over a rapid worsening of the COVID-19 situations in Brazil and Mexico, urging them to be, quote, very serious about halting the spread. Both countries had seen both cases and deaths from the coronavirus surge in recent weeks as a second wave of the pandemic has hit. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told reporters, quote, I think Brazil has to be very, very serious, end quote, adding about Mexico. The number of cases doubled and the number of deaths doubled. We would like to ask Mexico to be very serious, end quote. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan announced tougher measures to curb the spread of the coronavirus in Turkey as the number of cases there exceeded 30,000 Monday, introducing a total weekend lockdown and a curfew for the rest of the week. Turkey had already imposed a partial weekend lockdown this month, but the recent surge in the number of virus cases forced the government to take stronger measures. The new restrictions begin Tuesday, and the curfew will be imposed from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. This is VOA News. President-elect Joe Biden is continuing a push toward diversity as he rolls out more administration appointments. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Biden's announcing his senior economic team, highlighted by former Fed Chair Janet Yellen, who would be the nation's first female Treasury Secretary. He's also tabbing Neera Tanden to lead the Office of Management and Budget. She would be the first woman of color in that post, as would Cecilia Rouse, atop the White House's Council of Economic Advisors. Biden's picked her to chair the council. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Iran held a funeral service Monday for nuclear scientist Mohsen Fakhrizadeh, whose killing Friday has drawn threats of retaliation from Iranian leaders. Defense Minister General Amir Khatami said at the service, Fakhrizadeh's death would make Iranians more united and determined, and that the country would continue his work, quote, with more speed and more power, end quote. Meanwhile, a top Iranian official said Monday Fakhrizadeh was killed in a new type of complex operation, blaming arch-foe Israel and an exiled opposition group. The secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council told state TV the operation used, quote, electronic equipment and no one was present at the scene, end quote. Monday, Russia condemned last week's killing of the scientist, saying, quote, we express our serious concern over the provocative nature of this terrorist act, which is clearly aimed at destabilizing the situation and building up conflict potential in the region, the foreign ministry said in a statement. The OPEC Oil Producers Club will meet virtually Monday to mull over an extension to production cuts as the coronavirus pandemic continues to weigh on global demand. Ministers from the cartel should have met earlier today and hope they can turn a page on a disastrous year. The 13 members to the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries want to avoid a repeat of the collapse in prices seen in April at the beginning of the pandemic. Tuesday, they will be joined by their allies, including Russia, who formed the OPEC Plus grouping. Four French police officers were charged Monday over the beating and racial abuse of a black music producer as President Emmanuel Macron scrambled to contain the political fallout from the case that has sparked outrage in France. The attack on Michel Zecler, which was caught on camera, has become a new rallying cause for critics of the police, who accuse the force of institutionalized racism and brutality. It has also ramped up pressure on the government to scrap or revise a bill that would restrict the filming of police after mass